All right. Hi, everyone, and thank you for joining us for the first episode of Compass Point, the podcast from the Center for Public Policy at VCU's Wilder School. Through this podcast, we explore a variety of topics related to public policy, including land use and planning, program evaluation, leadership development, and more. My name is Brittany Keegan, and today I'm joined by two of my colleagues from the Center for Urban and Regional Analysis, Fabricio Fasulo and Serene Adhikari, to talk about their MetroView data system and how it can provide citizens, policymakers, businesses, and investors with information they need to make planning decisions. But before we get into the details, Fabricio and Serene, could you please tell me a little bit about yourself and about Cura and the work that you do?
Sure. So my name is Fabrizio Fasulo. I'm the director and principal economist here at the Center for Urban and Regional Analysis. I've been working at the Wilder School, and here in particular in this office, for the past 10 years. My background is mostly in economics. I have a PhD in economics and institutions from Italy, and a master in urban regional planning here from the Wilder School. I've been working in the academia for most of my life, mostly as an economic consultant, both in Italy and in the UK, before coming here into the United States. I'm going to spend a few minutes also talking about Cura. Cura is the Applied Economics and Community Development Research Center of the Virginia Commonwealth University. We work with local governments, state agency, regional organizations, and nonprofits around three main areas of work, if you want. We do a fair amount of work on policy and program evaluation, in particular on economic impact analysis of program spending or community development projects. We do a fair amount of work on strategic planning, all the way from commercial district revitalization to economic development strategic plans for regions or communities. And then we do a fair amount of work on decision support system. We are in the business of data. We collect, clean, store, evaluate data, but we also have our own data system that we start creating in 2013, MetroView, which is the main reason why we are here now. And I'm going to hand it now to the project director of MetroView, Serene Adhikari, my colleague here at Cura.
Hello, Brittany. My name is Serene Adhikari. I work as a research economist in the Center for Urban and Regional Analysis. My background is in urban planning and public affairs. I completed my PhD from University of Louisville on urban governance and public affairs. And at Cura, I've been working for the last 3 years. I've mostly focused on quantitative modeling, survey development, and also database management, which basically MetroView database management. And I work on the back end of what MetroView is. We collect, identify sources, collect data, clean them, we develop script that cleans the data, and we do that every year, just to rinse and repeat, and we build that database so that the public can use it.
All right, cool, thank you both. And can you please tell me a little bit about how the MetroView project started?
Sure. So this is a data system that's been imagined and created by planners here at the Wilder School. That was around 2013. The background story is very simple. In a very fragmented institutional environment like the Richmond region, the idea was to create a tool to provide information and data to regional policy and decision makers. So to provide basically a standardized regional data to create policy and programs that could benefit the entire region. The reason is simple. Some of the issues that these local governments face cannot be tackled individually. Very good examples from this point of view are housing and transportation. Those are problems that a single locality cannot address by itself, and it requires a regional approach. So MetroView fills this gap, especially the gap on information and data to make decision. And it's a system that is becoming more comprehensive every year. We started with parcel level data, which is still the core of MetroView, and Serene is going to discuss that in a second. So we have parcel level data on land use and housing characteristics, but then we kept adding layers of new data from transportation to education, health, socioeconomic characteristics, you name it. It is also an extremely flexible instrument. If someone comes to us with a new topic, issue, let's say crime, we can add all the relevant data to MetroView and then provide a deep context and correlation analysis with our existing data. For the city of Richmond, for instance, we are analyzing metrics or the economic development projects, Redskins or the Stone Initiative, providing correlation analysis with our data, for instance, property values.
All right, thanks, Fabrizio. So let's start taking a deeper look into MetroView. You've talked about it a little bit already. Could you please discuss maybe what's its purpose and the target audience?
Okay, so in terms of the purpose of MetroView, basically MetroView is a platform to bring data from different sources into a single platform so that comparative analysis can be done. And at the same time, since we have a liability towards the society to share the data that we have, MetroView also is a place where we share that information at various geographic levels to the local or regional stakeholders. And at the same time, since MetroView data transcends local boundaries, meaning that MetroView data is more regional in nature, at the same time very local in nature, so we can do analysis back and forth, starting regionally, going locally, or starting locally and going regionally, which allows us to look at spillovers across different local boundaries, which would otherwise not be assessed by any other data sets. And it also gives us a possibility to look at changes over time across the region. So changes in socioeconomic characteristics of the region, changes in property values, and so on. Using that historical timelines, MetroView allows us to run some predictive modeling, do some predictive analysis, where we can predict based on the trend that we've seen so far, what is going to be the future of land use, what is going to be the future of property, where the new construction are going to happen. Potentially going to happen, and what kind of socioeconomic changes can be expected in the region. So all this kind of information, it helps in policy analysis, policy formulation, and evaluation for local policymakers. And it's I think MetroView is a very comprehensive tool for local policymakers to make informed decisions.
In terms of target audience, we've been using MetroView for several projects with several stakeholders. MetroView is a very versatile tool, as I was saying before, and so it allows analysis at different scale. We work often with local governments trying to understand their economic, socioeconomic trends through data analysis, but we work also with regional governments trying to address more complex issues. Like, for instance, we developed an analysis which was funded by the Community Foundation as well, in understanding the balance of affordable housing and jobs in the Richmond region. So the target audience is really, there is a wide array of stakeholders that can access that data, and to some extent is also the residents and the citizens of these localities that can access through the portal our MetroView data and get information on the region in which they live.
All right, thank you. And could you please talk a little bit more about what MetroView is capable of? So if someone was to, you know, go in and start using it, what can they really do with it?
As I touched a little bit on the purpose section of your question, I would like to add on the same lines. Capability of MetroView can be assessed at four different levels. So in the simplest terms, MetroView is capable of showing data on a geographic, like on a map. So, how is poverty distributed in the region? Where are more jobs? Where are the job centers in the region? Which school districts are doing better? And so on, basically giving you a snapshot of every variable across the geography. And then that is the simplest level. At a more complex level, MetroView can be used to compare and identify correlations or coexistence between different indicators, two or more indicators at the same time. For example, Where are the high poverty areas in the regions, and where are the job centers, and how far are the job centers from the high poverty areas? At the same time, it can add new layers to it. So how are high poverty areas and job centers are connected through a public transit system? That can be an added layer that MetroView can analyze. So similarly, and this is also based on the report we recently did, is where are affordable housing and where are job centers? And then MetroView can also be used to do a longitudinal analysis with that data set. So compare many indicators across time. So how many jobs have been added over a period of 5 years, or in which sectors those jobs have been added? How has the income had changed over time, and how have property value changed over time? How is land use being changed? It's changing over time. So basically, longitudinal analysis. And then finally, the fourth level of analysis, as I mentioned earlier, is once we have historical data, 5-6 years worth of historical data, we can start working on predictive analytics. So how much housing is going to be needed in the next 3 to 5 years? So, probably where the properties are going to increase, or which land uses are going to be converted into some other type of uses, and so on. So prediction is possible with MetroView based on historical data.
And I think you've touched on this briefly already, but could you please tell us about some of the projects that you've worked on using the MetroView data system?
We have to use MetroView data system for a variety of projects. The one that I can remember at this point, top of my head, is we recently did analysis of Richmond's rehab tax abatement program, where we use MetroView data sets to basically identify where those parcels are that are receiving tax abatement, what had been their historical property value trends. And we also, with MetroView data, there was a possibility to analyze what is happening in the surrounding areas of those parcels that are receiving abatement. So kind of a halo effect in the neighborhood that you can analyze using MetroView data sets. Similar analysis we did for Department of Historic Resources report on historic impact of a tax credit program. And recently, we've been using MetroView data on analyzing crime and its correlation with socioeconomic characteristics in Richmond. And besides that, we've been also using MetroView data sets to study the regional jobs housing balance. So I mentioned earlier about where the jobs are, where the moderately paying jobs, and where are the affordable housings, and how are they connected.
And then what about the future of MetroView? Do y'all have any plans or hopes for it moving forward?
Well, in general and beyond MetroView, our goal is to increase data capacity of metro regions wherever we can work with local stakeholders. So we started with the Richmond MSA, and at this point we feel confident about the product that we have in this region. We are developing it every day, and we are customizing it to the needs of the local stakeholders. But we also have discussions open with other three metro areas in the Commonwealth and one in North Carolina to develop similar data systems. We hope within 1 or 2 years to have a Commonwealth MetroView or a Virginia MetroView, so one system basically for each of the metro areas that comprise our state.
And how can other people across the state get involved with these future plans?
They can call or email us. We are always happy to work with our stakeholders, residents, citizens, to share data, to provide additional analytical services, data analysis in general. We are data nerds at core, so if you have an interest in exploring MetroView, exploring its capacity, and are interested in data in general, just call or email us.
All right, that sounds great. And then before we wrap up, is there anything else that either of you would like to share?
Well, yes. Be on the lookout for our new user dashboard. We hope to have the new system up and running by the end of 2019. It's going to be a user-friendly data dashboard for the entire metro region, where you can draw your own boundaries and create data reporting, data analysis, and to some extent also some predictivity, some predictive analysis. As Serene was saying earlier, the final evolution of MetroView here in the Richmond region is going to be to do predictive analysis. So we hope that we're going to be able to predict where, for instance, the next real estate boom is going to happen in the Richmond region, and that's going to have implications both from an economic development perspective, because it's going to attract investors, and so whoever wants to invest in real estate can have that type of information. But on the policy side also, local governments can adopt those policies and programs to prevent commercial and residential gentrification, which is a huge problem here in the region.
All right, and Fabrizio and Serene, thank you both so much for joining us today. For those of you listening, if you'd like to learn more about CURA, you can visit cura.vcu.edu, or to go directly to MetroView, you can visit metroview.vcu.edu. Thanks so much for listening, and be sure to check back for future episodes of Compass Point.